It had always been the practice and the delight of Nemesis to cause offences to ricochet back upon their perpetrator. Now the great king, far away in Sardis, was about to learn this lesson for himself. The previous summer, having torched the holy temples of the Acropolis, he had dared to vaunt his unspeakable crime by ordering beacons to blaze the news of it across the sea. Mardonius, capturing Athens a second time, had done the same. The beacon still stood, but now securely in Greek hands. Pausanias, ordering them lit, could ensure that the news of his victory would reach the coast of Ionia within a matter of hours. And this, it seems, is precisely what he did. It is hard otherwise to explain a haunting coincidence. Well over 100 miles away from Plataea, on the far side of the Aegean, on the same day as the great victory, a rumour suddenly flew through the ranks of the Greek fleet that their countrymen had beaten Mardonius in Boeotia. The resulting surge of confidence among the crewmen could hardly have been better timed, for they too that afternoon faced an army of barbarians. Leotokides, after months of inactivity, had finally, a few days previously, ventured eastwards out of his headquarters and was now anchored in the great harbour of Samos, directly opposite the ridge of Mount Mycale. It was there, on the mountain slope, that the Panionium stood, the ancient communal shrine of the Ionians. South along the coast lay devastated Miletus, and just offshore from her harbours in the bay rose the island of Lade. Fateful scenes all, and clear evidence of Nemesis's hand, for in the war's beginning was its end. Nor was it hard to discern the goddess's hand in the fact that the odds which had so favoured the Persians 15 years previously had now been dramatically reversed. The imperial war fleet, once the terror of the seas, had been sadly reduced from its wonted pomp. Its ships were battle-scarred, its crews demoralised, its squadrons near mutinous. The Phoenicians, once its mainstay, had been dismissed from its ranks altogether. Leotokides, by contrast, had recently received a huge reinforcement in the form of the Athenian battle squadron, for Xanthippus, having kicked his heels on Salamis throughout the first half of the summer, had cheerfully set out for Delos the moment that Pausanias was confirmed to have left the isthmus. As a result, the allies, in a startling turnaround from the previous summer, now possessed the advantage of numbers. Scanning the horizon nervously, the Persian admirals had only had to glimpse the Greek fleet bearing down on them to jump ship. Landing directly in the shadow of Mount Mycale, they had hauled their triremes onto a beach, frantically improvised a stockade out of boulders and apple trees, and barricaded themselves inside it. And it was this same stockade that Leotokides, on the day of the Battle of Plataea, decided to attack. Noon, and a wisp of smoke began to rise on the western horizon, soon to be answered by a beacon blazing into life on the heights of Samos. Meanwhile, marines, Athenian, Corinthian, and Trezenian, were landing on the beach near the Persians' makeshift fort. The defenders, cheered by the small size of the allied assault force, emerged from behind their palisade, and the Greeks immediately charged them. A desperate fight ensued, with the Persians fighting bravely from behind a makeshift wall of shields, but in the end, as at Marathon and Plataea, the hoplites rolled them over. Meanwhile, Leotokides, having disembarked with the Peloponnesians in the rear of the palisade, gained sweet revenge for Thermopylae by emerging suddenly from a foothill of Mount Mycale and completing the rout. Only a fraction of the Persian garrison escaped to Sardis. The fort and all the ships lined up inside it were abandoned. Leotokides, having been sure first to pillage everything he could, torched the Persian fleet that same evening. No longer fighting in defence of their own soil, the Greeks had now gone successfully on the attack. Dusk settled over Ionia, and fires lit on the edge of Asia flickered throughout the night.